right, guys. This is yet another week with our Yankees. We're going to talk about the recap of all the games, how the Yankees have been performing, the latest news, and everything you need to know about the Yankees. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. This is Tone. Let's do it.
And now, the New York Yankees.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
All right, guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck, and this is your Week 7 recap, and what a fucking week it's been. Well, where do we even start? Let's start with maybe some unbelievable fucking injuries. And basically, the entire coaching staff coming down with a case of COVID-19. Yep. Well, you may be asking yourself, wait a minute. Did he just say that the coaching staff got COVID-19? I thought the team was vaccinated. I thought they were fully vaccinated. How could that be? Well, guess what? The first base coach, third base coach, pitching coach, Blake, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers who were vaccinated. Didn't make a difference. They got a breakthrough COVID positive, and they've been without the team at the time of this recording for the last six games? I think it's going to go into six games. And among the mix, even besides the coaching staff, one player, shortstop Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres also, now he's an interesting case. Let's count it. He had COVID in December. He got the vaccine, and he got it again. Again, this is a breakthrough COVID positivity. And the CDC, Dr. Fauci, says these things are going to happen. You're going to see them, even though fully vaccinated people may have gotten the virus before, they can get it again. As it turns out, the Yankees have shit fucking luck because they've been without Gleyber Torres, who hopefully for Wednesday's game will be available. He was cleared by baseball. He can play. He'll probably be in Texas against the Rangers on Wednesday. But he has missed some time, and it has hurt the team, especially when you have guys like Aaron Hicks, some shit with his fucking wrist. I don't even know what the fuck it is. All I know is it's a goddamn injury. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, he's due. He's been fucking due. I mean, he's the kind of guy that, you know, he's been playing like shit, started picking up a little bit over the last week before the injury, and then something like this out of the goddamn blue. Now, somehow, they feel like he's going to be able to respond to some antibiotics, and that's going to help him and make him feel better, and that's going to make the healing process begin. I don't know about you, you break, you tear something, there's no motherfucking antibiotics that's going to make you feel better. Now, the fear is, and which I'm calling it right now, hand up if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to say it, but I'm calling it right now, they're saying the worst case scenario is Aaron Hicks will be done for the rest of the season. He's going to be done. He's going to be done. There's no way Aaron Hicks does not go on season-ending IL for surgery for his fucking wrist. I'm calling it right now. Horrible season. Not really into it. You know, some off-the-field political shit that he got into, whatever. That's his business, not mine. Don't fucking care. I just play baseball. But it was an issue, and guess what? He has not played well at all this season. Batting sub-200. Power's not there. Kind of fucking struggling from both sides of the plate. A little bit better from the right, not too much better, but still, nonetheless, a little bit better. He's going to be out. I'm calling it right now. He's going to be out. And the outfield's getting thin. Because guess what? We also have another injury. I mean, the guy never played fucking stitch of outfield over the last two seasons, but Giancarlo Stanton. The guy who's been pretty much, well, I even said, thank God for Giancarlo Stanton last week. Hand up. Shouldn't have fucking said it. It's like you heard my goddamn podcast. Giancarlo, if you listen to the podcast, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Anyway, should get into why I'm saying what the fuck. Giancarlo Stanton, so a pretty good comeback to his season. He's pretty much fucking lights out. Looked like one of the best players in the league. Just absolutely fucking swatting balls out of the goddamn park. Getting hits left and right. Raises batting average by over 150, maybe 170 points. Everything's going good, right? Wrong. Quad injury. Going to be out at least 10 days. They say retroactive to May 14th. They're praying that he comes back on May 25th. We'll see if that happens. I don't know. He has a track record of he should come off and then just bad things fucking happen. I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. We'll see if he's willing to push through it. if the Yankees are willing to push through it. I don't have any faith in it. I think he's going to be out a little bit longer than the 10 days that they say. They say quad injuries or like calf injuries where, you know, it could be nothing and then it leads to something bigger and you just never know how they're going to heal. I don't think he's coming back within the 10 days. I don't think he's going to be back next Tuesday. I'm just calling it right now. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. So, decimated goddamn lineup. The good news was we did get Luke Voit back off the IL. He came back and he's been playing pretty well. First base, always solid. Hitting starting to come around. I have no doubt he's going to round the form like he always does. He's been nothing but a fucking gem since the Yankees got him. And if Luke Voit does listen to this podcast, Luke, amazing, my man. Hand up, awesome shit. Thank God for him. League leader in home runs last year. Needed that bat because after him, slim fucking pickings. Gio Urshela, slightly banged up, still making some plays on the field, getting some hits. Shortstops, we kind of like, you know, we'll put a little Tyler Wade out there. They did start Gio Urshela a couple games. But, I mean, it's definitely a downgrade as far as, well, fielding's pretty much the same from what you get from Glaber, but hitting definitely a downgrade with a Tyler Wade. He doesn't have the ability. Even though Glaber's been underperforming, he just doesn't have the ability as a Glaber Torres. He just doesn't. It's that simple. That fucking simple. Outfield, absolutely fucking decimated. Clint Frazier. Now, I want this to be very goddamn clear. I've been a big, big Clint Frazier fan. I've always thought he should have got his chance. I think maybe it was a little too overdue getting his chance now in 2021. So maybe he could have got a chance last year to start full-time ahead of Gardy. Gardy's getting up there. Production's kind of going down. Nonetheless, he got his chance this year, and he's squandering it. He's absolutely fucking squandering it. Batting well below 150. When he does get on base, he makes some horrible base running mistakes. He's always got a smile on his face when the garbage time comes, instead of being a little more, just a little more humble. I'm not asking to be, you know, like, you know, go out there and just be a robot, but a little more humble out of him. His fielding has been pretty solid. I'll give him that. The hitting's not there. I mean, I don't know how in Major League Baseball you keep putting a guy out there that bats 150. The Angels dropped Albert Pujols, who was making $30 million. Mind you, he was making $30 million. But they dropped him because he was batting below 200. And they're like, that's not even good enough to keep a $30 million man that they're going to have to keep on paying. They just dropped him on the team because, you know what? Your roster spot is more important to us than you are. At what point do the Yankees say this to some of these guys? The production just not there. Clint Frazier, under 200. Garner, under 200. Hicks was under 200. Gary Sanchez, he's been picking up. He's acting like a guy that actually gives a shit. Hand up, I didn't think he gave a shit. I think he does kind of give a shit. Or maybe he's just auditioning enough to say, you know, this is what you can get out of me. Get me the fuck out of here. In which case, win-win. We get production out of him. If he doesn't produce to the point where we like him, we can make a move. I say let's make a move. Clint Frazier, sorry to say it, I think the same thing. I think maybe a change of scenery, maybe somewhere else. Maybe, you know, he can't fit in the lights of Yankee Stadium. I don't know, but he's not playing well. And I can't sit back and say he's a good fit. He's just not a good fit. He's a guy that, you know, you were hoping that he was going to come out and he had all his promise, Red Thunder. It's just not happening. It's just not fucking happening. The lineup for the Yankees on Tuesday night, they basically had a AAA squad. If you take away DJ LeMahieu, if you take away Aaron Judge and Brett Gardner, I'll give the man the respect that he's due. The Yankees pretty much put out, well, Urshela too. Minus those four guys, the majority of the lineup might have been basically the all-stars of the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Vault Riders. It's a fucking AAA team. And Lamari playing right field. Who the fuck is Lamari? Mike Ford's playing first base because we got to give a day off to Luke Voit. Why are we giving days off to people that have been missing fucking time? We need them in the fucking lineup to score some goddamn runs. This makes no fucking sense. Absolute no goddamn sense. This is getting ridiculous. I can't condone what's going on. and I'm going to reiterate right now, I don't give a shit if we get to the playoffs. I don't care if we get to the World Series. Anything short of a fucking World Series victory, it's time to pack the fucking bags and get Aaron Boone out the goddamn door, because this man cannot fucking manage. He can't make a goddamn lineup. He has not made one good fucking lineup this entire year. He just hasn't. He has not. I know people are like, well, you know, the analytics, they tell him what to do anyway, so what difference does it make? It's a big fucking difference, because if he has any sway over any of the goddamn decisions, it's not working. You can't go from being an announcer, a guy that has no fucking experience, to managing the New York Yankees. A storied, historic fucking franchise. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. And it's sad. There's so many great fucking... You can't tell me that there's no great managers out there that would line up to coach, to manage the New York Yankees. The 27-time fucking New York Yankees. I fail to believe it. I don't believe it. Where are we climbing in the standings? Hovering second and third. We had a chance going into Sunday's game against the Orioles. If we got the win, Red Sox got the loss, we could have tied for first place. It's going to be like this for a while, I think, guys. Until the injuries get righted, until we make some moves. There's been some rumors as far as, like, making some trades. One guy that kind of pops out, and I wouldn't be against it. I wouldn't be against it. A guy like the Royals, Andrew Benintendi. Look, the fucking guy torches all the time with the Red Sox. Red Sox said, you know what? We can make some moves. They shipped him out to Kansas City. I would take him in a fucking heartbeat. Trade Frazier. Trade whoever you need to trade. Let's get a fucking starting left fielder in the goddamn building. We'll go out there, play offense, play defense, and you can be trusted. I'm all for it. But a move has to be made, especially if Hicks misses the rest of the season, which I'm fully expecting to be the case. But we shall see. They put him on a 10-day IL on Monday, and I guess probably by the end of the week, maybe early next week, we should know the fate of that. I have no faith. The fate? We'll find out. The faith, I have none of. That's the fucking truth. Well, let's see what happens for next week. Of course, this is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. All right, guys, let's do this.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth, that I might have